It's a celebration of excellence again this week on Tennessee Tech Today. Hello, everyone. I'm Buddy Pearson, the News and Public Relations Director. Thanks for tuning in to the award-winning Tennessee Tech Today show. Well, last week we shared part of the Celebration of Excellence Awards for those faculty and staff who have gone above and beyond their normal duties this past year. This week, we focus on the rest of our honored recipients. And the first recipient for the General Education Award for Outstanding Teaching is Mark Rogers from Mathematics. Mark, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm honored. I'm floored.
So how long have you been at Tennessee Tech?
I've been here 10 years.
Okay. And what brought you to Tennessee Tech?
My wife is also a professor here, and so academic families tend to travel together. So we were both sort of on the job market at the same time, and we're looking to get back closer to the South. We'd lived out in the West for a while, but we're from the South originally, so we were looking to get back to where things are green again. And Tennessee Tech was hiring in both departments, and that's always the magic touch.
All right. So what do you like best about Tech?
I really like the quality of the students. I've been very pleased to have really good students in every class. That sometimes that's not been something you can always rely on, but the students that I've had are very high caliber. They're very inquisitive. They often go sort of above and beyond what I might have normally expected as sort of a baseline level of performance, and are often interested in pursuing ideas outside the classroom.
Okay. So what do you think are some of the things that you were able to do to kind of be, nominated or considered for the General Education Award for Outstanding Teaching?
That's a good question. I must have been a really soft touch on grades. I don't know. To be honest, I don't know, because I haven't had a chance to sort of hear specifically who might have been the person nominating me in the first place. I know a little bit about the people who I had asked to write letters of recommendation once I learned that I had been nominated. But I think if I had to guess, I would like to believe that it's because I like to think of my teaching style as sort of very immersive and explanatory, that I think when students struggle in math, I think it's because they fundamentally are just not sure what they should be doing or what they're allowed to do. And that just as if you think about something like a linguistics class where if you have problems with subject-verb agreement, your sentences are going to just sound terrible. Math is a language, and I think students often don't really know the rules of grammar as well as they should. And so I spend a lot of my time, I think, trying to explain why things work the way they do to help students better understand what they're allowed to do in a particular situation. Sometimes even if they just knew maybe a little more about what they were capable of doing, allowed to do under the rules of math, they might be inspired to suddenly remember a procedure that they might otherwise have forgotten. So I often sort of do a lot of demonstrations designed to help students understand a little better the way math works and why it works the way it does.
And as an educator, I'm sure this means a lot for you to be able to win this award.
It does. It means the world to me. My mother was an educator as well, also in mathematics. And I think she may be prouder than me that we often, we laughingly share a photo of myself about age 6 with my brother, age 1, propped up in a chair as I'm up at a blackboard trying to teach him something. And he looks about as thrilled as you would imagine a 1-year-old being asked to attend classes would. So this sort of really feels like destiny, like I've been meant for this my whole life.
Well, congratulations again.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And another recipient in the General Education Award for Outstanding Teaching is Philip Davis, Jr. And Philip, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
So how long have you been at Tennessee Tech?
I've been here since 2002.
Okay. And what are some of the things you like about Tech?
Well, my answer may sound a little bit corny, but it starts with the community. The friendliness of the people, and I don't mean just here at Tech. I mean, the first time I went in to get my car serviced after I moved to Cookeville, the people were so friendly. Not that they aren't in Knoxville, but it's just a different thing here. I love the students. I appreciate how hard they work. I worked when I was in college, but not actually during class. I worked in the summers and on vacation. And I have students that work during the day and then come in, and so I know how much they appreciate the opportunity that they have, and they work very hard. I love the staff and my colleagues here at Tech. There's nothing not to like. It's my dream job.
Yeah. So. Well, to be recognized, as a General Education Award for Outstanding Teaching, what do you think are some of the things that went into you earning that award?
Well, I had a lot of support from my department colleagues. They have been mentors, just about every single one of them. The way they've opened their doors since day one allowed me to have conversations with them and share meals with them in which we discuss teaching. My students, again, have allowed me to stumble and make mistakes as I learned how to be a college professor. And just the dedication that I try to bring every semester, that's what I would say.
Yeah. Yeah. So how does it feel to win this award?
Surprising, thrilling. I'm very excited about it, I can't believe it, but I'm happy.
All right. Well, congratulations again.
Thank you very much.
And the award for excellence in creative inquiry instruction, one of two awards, goes to Mary Ramler. And Mary, congratulations.
Thank you. I'm very honored and happy to have won this award.
Now, how long have you been at Tennessee Tech?
This is my fourth year.
Okay. And what made you come to Tennessee Tech?
I come by way of Clemson University. I was used to teaching engineers, English to engineers, and writing. And I was very attracted to tech because it had such a large population of engineering majors and then STEM fields. And also because it was a teaching school, and that's my background. I started in K-12, and I have a master's in education. So
what do you like best about teaching at Tech?
I honestly, the thing that I love best, and I've come to this, especially this year, I love helping students identify their personal values and then learn to argue for them. And that comes out in our writing classes. It comes out in professional communication classes, technical communication, and in the grant writing class, which is the class that I won the award for.
So how does it feel to win this award?
It feels surprising and it feels wonderful. It feels like I'm on the right track because I want students, when they're writing their grants, to be inquiry-led. I want them to think, what's important to me, and then how can I use my skills to help other people.
So what are some of the things that you did this year that went into winning the award of Creative Inquiry Instruction?
I won the award for redesigning the grant and business proposal class, and I focused on grant writing this time around. We partnered with other local nonprofits and then also small businesses, but entrepreneurial. So students did service learning, and so I would say that's something that has been different than in the past. It kind of got a monkey wrench thrown into it because right as they were about to write their final grants, COVID happened, and then we had to go suddenly online. So I had to teach them how to do digital interviews and how to feel comfortable doing that. But I think that they mastered some tech skills that they wouldn't have otherwise. So it worked out in the end.
Great. Well, congratulations again.
Thank you. I'm happy to have won. Thank you.
And our second recipient for the award for Excellence in Creative Inquiry Instruction is Julie Stepp. And Julie, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Now, how long have you been here at Tech?
Actually, I've been teaching here for 17 years, but before I was a librarian here for about 8 years, a staff and librarian, went away for a few years and came back, so yeah.
Oh, wow. So you've been on campus for quite a while. What's some of the things you like about Tennessee Tech?
The community, of course. The community that's held within the campus itself, but also our connection to the community across this county and across the counties that surround us.
So what do you think are some of the things that went into you being up for the award for Excellence in Creative Inquiry Instruction?
So this project focused on diversity and helping students to kind of do some creative inquiry into what diversity means as it relates to young adult literature. And so they were very excited to kind of get in and challenge themselves as well as kind of learn some new things.
So what's it mean for you to be able to win this award?
It means that I'm on the right track, and that's great. I'm so excited to see the changes that I've made from one semester to the next and how it's going to grow and improve as I continue on. And so it's showing me I'm on the right track.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And with me is the winner for the Award of Excellence in Creative Inquiry Mentoring, and that is Duckbong Kim. And Duckbong, congratulations.
Thank you very much. I mean, I'm very happy to get this award, and then I expected this kind of some award, and then actually this is my first award at Tennessee Tech, and then I'm so happy about that. Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah. Now, how long have you been at Tennessee Tech?
So I joined 2016 fourth semester, so around 5 years I'm here.
And what brought you to Tennessee Tech?
Because it's I'm working for manufacturing and engineering technology department. Just like before joining Tennessee Tech, I was working for National Institute of Standard and Technology. At the time, my research is kind of the smart manufacturing, advanced manufacturing. So I thought that MIT department was their best fit. I mean, to involved in and then initiate advanced manufacturing.
And so what do you like best about working at Tennessee Tech?
Yeah, Tennessee Tech is, nice people, nice educational and then research environment, and then MIT department, College of Engineering, CML, Center for Manufacturing Research. And then, they are very supportive. And then so I think I'm enjoying it, yeah.
What goes into being considered for the award that you won?
I think it's I provide educational the environment. I mean, to provide some open-ended question, how can we qualify or how to control the real-time process control in wire arc additive manufacturing, one type of metal additive manufacturing. And then during the summer vacation time, I mentor the undergraduate student, and then he also very interested in this research, and then I believe that he also enjoyed, and then he learned a lot. Yeah.
Okay, great. Well, congratulations again.
Thank you very much.
And we have another recipient for the award for excellence in creative inquiry mentoring, and that is Rena Wood. Rena, congratulations.
Thank you so much. This means everything to me. I was totally surprised and excited to receive this award.
So how long have you been at Tennessee Tech?
I am just finishing my third year here at Tennessee Tech.
All right. What do you do over at the Kraft Center?
I run the fibers program, and I'm an assistant professor. So I do everything from weaving to surface design and sculpture, and I work in the art department. So it's awesome.
So what are some of the things you like about working at Tech?
Our students are awesome. I have the best students. I mean, I received this award because of my great students. We have amazing facilities. The Kraft Center is unlike anything else in the U.S. We're so lucky to have the space and the studios. And so there are a lot of reasons, but I still feel, so lucky to be working here every day when I go into class.
Yeah. And so what kind of goes into, having the criteria, or what lends you to, be nominated for the Excellence in Creative Inquiry and Mentoring?
So I had two students actually that did size grant awards or got size grants last summer. And coming off of quarantine, they were able to come back into the studio and work. And I helped them put together, really strong proposals so that they could do that. Kat Shin won the award, and Kat proposed to build a dye garden. So not only does that help other students and their own research, but it helped me as well with learning more about natural dyes and how to bring that into my own curriculum.
And now to win this award, that's got to be pretty special.
It's awesome. I was really surprised. Yeah, but it means, it's the good work of my students, really.
Congratulations again.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have more Celebration of Excellence winners. Stay with us.
You can't predict the future, but you can count on Tennessee Tech University always putting students first. Tech understands today's challenges and helps students by showing strength, compassion, patience, kindness, and common sense. We put students first on a safe, accessible campus close to home. That's what you can count on at Tennessee Tech. Find out more at tntech.edu/wingsup.
Welcome back to Tennessee Tech Today, where we are recognizing faculty and staff who have gone above and beyond their duties this past year as we continue recognizing our Celebration of Excellence Award winners. And now it's time for perhaps the biggest award for a faculty, and that is the Complainer Award. And this year, it goes to Satish Mahajan. And Satish, congratulations.
Thanks. Thank you again.
Now, how long have you been at Tennessee Tech?
It's been a long journey. I have been here for 33 years, believe it or not.
Wow. In your 33 years here, what do you like best about Tennessee Tech?
What I like best is, you know, I'll be honest with you, the student body here. You know, I work with a lot of young minds, and what I have seen is they're not only intelligent, but they are respectful, they're curious, and they are serious about their profession, their career. So that's what I like.
Yeah. Now, what is your expertise as far as research goes?
Primarily electrical and computer engineering, but within that, I work a lot on optical diagnostics, and most of my research is applicable to electrical power systems.
So what part of your research or what do you think helped you earn this award?
You know, really looking back, most of my research is interdisciplinary, and I've been here for, you know, like I said, 33 years. And I have worked with not just different departments within engineering, but I have worked with agriculture, business, physics, chemistry, biology, geology, and I believe I had a faculty on one of my projects. I worked with the sociology department also. So interdisciplinary research, I think that is, that's the name of the game these days.
So how does it feel then to be recognized by your peers with such a distinguished award?
Oh, it's always good, recognizing by peers, it makes me even more motivated. But at the same time, I'm always a humble person. I come from a modest background, and the first thought that came to my mind was my parents. And, they made a lot of sacrifices, and thanks to them, I am where I am today.
Well, congratulations on winning the Complainer Award.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And it's time now to recognize the outstanding clerical and support staff, starting with Jerry Anna Alcorn. And Jerry Anna, congratulations.
Thank you.
So what department do you work in?
I'm in the College of Education Dean's Office.
And what do you do there?
I'm the Administrative Associate for Dean's Agumni.
Okay. And how long have you been working at Tennessee Tech?
I've been at Tech for about 3.5 years.
So what do you like about working at Tech?
I love the people that I get to work with. I love our students in the College of Education, and just coming to work every day is a joy.
So what's it mean to be recognized as one of the top clerical and support staff people?
It really meant a lot to me when I received the nomination. This is such an outstanding campus, and to be recognized is just such an honor.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And we have another winner as far as the Outstanding Clerical and Staff Support Award goes, and that is Kathleen Lordo. And Kathleen, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
So Kathleen, what department do you work in?
I work for the Crawford Alumni Center in University Advancement.
Oh, and how long have you been working there?
I've worked there for 2 years, a little over 2 years.
Is that how long you've been working at Tennessee Tech?
I've worked here almost 4 years.
Okay, great. And what do you like best about working at Tennessee Tech?
What I love about my job is being able to engage our alumni and our donors. I do our web and social media, so I get to talk to them on Facebook, things like that. And I just like hearing their stories and hearing how much they love Tennessee Tech.
So to know that you're recognized as one of the most outstanding clerical and staff people, what does that mean to you?
It's very flattering, knowing that, people thought enough of my work to write letters of recommendation and vote, for me. It means a lot to me.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Well, Sharon Buckner has earned the honor of Outstanding Clerical and Support Staff. Sharon, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And Sharon, what department do you work in?
I work in the Volpe Library, and I work in the administration office.
Okay. How long have you been working there?
Let's see, about 20 years, but I've been at the university for 37 years. All my time has been in the library, but 4 different positions.
Wow. So what do you like best about your job?
Probably the variety of the things that I do. I get to work with faculty, staff, and students. I oversee the budget for the library, and work on all things dealing with that as far as expenditures and invoices and purchasing, and work with IT some and getting hardware and software that the library needs. So it's a good variety.
What about working at Tech? What do you enjoy about working at Tech?
I like the new ideals that I'm exposed to. I think that's it, you know, just the variety, the new ideals, the opportunity to learn new things.
So how does it make you feel to know that you've been named Outstanding Clerical and Support Staff?
Well, I really am honored, but I also think that there's lots of people here on campus who are never nominated that probably deserve that honor as well.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And another recipient of the Outstanding Clerical and Support Staff Award is Megan Cooper. Megan, congratulations.
Thank you so much. This award's really an honor to receive. I have loved working for Tech for so long, and it's been a great opportunity for me to work here, and they've given me the opportunity to grow professionally, and in return, like, that helps me to make an impact with this award. So
what department do you work in?
I work in the computer science department.
And what exactly do you do there?
I am the administrative associate for. I do budgetary and bookkeeping for the department.
Now, how long have you been working at Tennessee Tech?
I've been working for Tennessee Tech for 6.5 years.
I know you kind of mentioned a little bit, but what are some of the other things you like about working at Tech?
I really enjoy working with the students and helping them. I also like the sense of community on campus. I've been able to form multiple relationships with various people across campus, and that's helped me to succeed in my position. So.
And to be recognized as Outstanding Clerical and Support Staff Person, I mean, that's got to make you feel pretty good.
Yes, it does. It's a real honor, and I was very happy when I found out about this.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And our final recipient of the Outstanding Clerical and Support Staff Award is Alicia Looper. Alicia, congratulations.
Thank you. It's an honor. I really appreciate this, and it's humbling.
So, Alicia, what department do you work in?
I work in the Dean's Office of the College of Education.
Okay. And how long have you been working there?
It's been 3.5 years in that office.
And how long have you been working at Tech?
About 7 years. I started off in a Student Success Center in Education.
So what do you like best about working at Tech?
I think it's the teamwork. I really do. I think everybody here works really well as a team. Everybody on campus, but especially in our group, the College of Education, I just feel like we support each other.
So what do you do to make you stand out as Outstanding Clerical and Support Staff?
One thing that kind of stands out is I've learned to manage the budgets in a way that I don't have to wait till the reports every month come out. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm able to keep the dean updated with how much is in each account.
Yeah.
At any point.
And how does it make you feel to know that you've earned this recognition?
It's, like I said, it's humbling, and I just, I really appreciate it, and I really enjoy everybody I work with, and so it makes me feel good to be appreciated.
Great. Well, congratulations again.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
It's time now to recognize the Outstanding Professional, and our first award winner is Ashley Akinson. Ashley, congratulations.
Thank you so much, buddy. It's such an honor.
So, Ashley, what department do you work in?
I work in the Department of Curriculum Instruction in the College of Education.
So what do you do there?
I am the Director of Graduate Studies.
Oh, okay. So how long have you been at Tennessee Tech?
I've been at Tennessee Tech in some form or fashion since 2015, and in my current role since 2018.
What do you like best about it?
What do I like best about it? The service element, being able to help people achieve their lifelong dreams and goals and serve the Upper Cumberland and also everywhere they're going to go after they leave Tech.
So to be recognized as one of the Outstanding Professionals this year, what does that mean to you?
It means more than I can say. It's such an honor that some of the people that I have served and worked with thought that it was enough to be recognized, that it meant something to them.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
All right, it's our final award for Outstanding Professional. It is Cassandra Gronendijk. Cassandra, congratulations.
Thanks so much, buddy.
So Cassandra, what department do you work in?
I work in the scholarship office, which is within enrollment management and career placement.
Great. What do you do there?
So I'm the scholarship coordinator, so we're basically responsible for administering all of the various scholarships that Tennessee Tech offers, whether that be the admissions scholarships for the new incoming students, or helping the various departments and colleges with their scholarships, or helping advancement and development with the donor-funded scholarships.
Awesome. Now, how long have you been working at Tech?
It's just over 3 years now, so I came in February 2018.
And what do you like most about working at Tech?
I really, I love the team atmosphere. I love that everybody, both within enrollment management, but within the campus as a whole, really will come together, even if it's just one student, no matter who you need to get involved to help that student with whatever it is that they're needing help with. Anybody that you need to ask is willing to step up, is willing to devote time just for that one student to make sure we get them where they need to be.
And how's it feel to be named Outstanding Professional?
It is a huge honor. It is definitely not something that I was expecting. It kind of came out of the blue just to be nominated, and then to even to actually win. It was just really made my day.
Well, congratulations again.
Thank you.
And that's going to wrap up Tennessee Tech Today for this week. Be sure to check out the T2 website at tntech.edu, or check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Until next week's show, be bold, fearless, confident, and kind. Wings up, everybody.